This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin, and I gotta tell you, I've got chills, they're multiplying, and I am literally losing control because it is time to puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is, of course, the puzzle editor for the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Remind us, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener David Rosen of Bethesda, Maryland. I asked for the name of a character familiar to everyone that contains each of the five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once. And I said the answer consists of two words, eight letters in the first, four letters in the second. Name the character. Well, I said the puzzle was tricky, and it was. The answer was question mark. It was that kind of character. There were, however, a couple of people who sent in literary characters. One of them is Monsieur Chat, M-O-N-S-I-E-U-R-C-H-A-T. That means Mr. Cat in French. There's a cartoon cat that's appeared in graffiti around France with that name. And we also got Montague Tig, who's a character in the Dickens novel, The Life and Adventures of Martin Chuzzlewit.
Wow, neither of whom I've never heard of, but that doesn't...
Me neither.
Those are very clever answers. So this was a tough one. We only had 150 correct answers. And our randomly selected winner is Carla Fink of New Bedford, Massachusetts. She joins us on the line now. Carla, well done.
Oh, thank you, thank you. It was a joint effort with my husband.
Nicely done. And how did you figure it out?
Well, after spending a couple of days obsessing about characters with eight and four, we finally said maybe we had to think outside the box. And then when we started thinking of other kinds of characters, we came up with a couple of them.
Wow. Well, way to get out of the box, Carla.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Carla, without further ado, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think you are. Let's do it together. Okay, Will.
All right. Carla and Rachel, this is a good two-person puzzle. Every answer today is a made-up two-word phrase in which the first word has two or more syllables. The first vowel sound in the first word is a short E. Change that short E to a short A sound, and phonetically you'll get the second word of the phrase. For example, if I said energetic backwoods father, you would say peppy pappy. So short E to a short A.
So a short E is eh, right? And a short A is ah.
It's eh.
That's it.
Okay.
Number one, superior cake mix.
Better batter.
Oh,
better
see?
Batter is it.
Perfect.
Number two, money paid to the government in the Lone Star State.
Texas taxes.
That's it. Late night host Jimmy after committing a serious crime.
Kimmel.
And it's the other late night.
The other one.
Wait a minute. Fallon.
Yes.
Felon.
Perfect.
Felon, it is it?
Felon, right.
Hot tasting salad ingredient with a slightly crimson hue. So what
radish?
Do you put in the salad? Yeah.
Radish.
Hey, radish, oh, radish.
Good.
Framework composed of leafy heads from the garden.
Framework.
Oh.
Lettuce?
Yep.
Lettuce, lattice?
Yeah. Yes.
Lettuce, lattice is it. Disorderly mob made of revolutionaries.
rebel?
That's it. Rebel. I'm impressed. And your
She's
last
so
one.
So good.
Your last one, affliction involving the musical part of a song.
Affliction?
Uh-huh.
Involving.
The musical part of a song.
Wait a minute.
So there's the words, like the
words,
lyrics.
And, music.
And then what's the, in three syllables, what's the...
Melody.
That's it. Melody.
Oh, my gosh. Carla.
Man, Carla, you are great.
Well, thanks. I had a little help from my husband.
Just now you did?
Just a little.
Well, the two of you should be in the Puzzlers Hall of Fame because that was really, really well done.
Well, thank you so much.
Carla, is your husband there?
Yes. Are you on the line still?
Can I actually open my mouth now?
Another line. I thought Carla was just scribbling to you, but you were actually listening.
And does this puzzle maestro have a name?
Yes, he does, but I'm not sure I want to divulge it because I also send them in my name, and I don't want you to say, oh, He was on one before with Carla.
Well, Carla's husband, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very well done. For playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition of the Pelpin Puzzle Books and Games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Carla and your secret weapon, uh-huh, your husband, tell us your public radio station.
Well, we belong to WGBH, WBUR, and my husband belongs to WUMB, which is the college radio station.
Great. Carla Fink of New Bedford, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Carla.
Thank you so much.
Will, what do you have for us for next week?
Yes, name something in seven letters that most people keep in their homes. Take the first, third, fourth, and seventh letters and rearrange them. The result will be a four-letter word naming something that the seven-letter thing is commonly used for. What is it? So again, something in seven letters you keep around your house, probably. Take the first, third, fourth, and seventh letters, rearrange them. The result will be a word naming something that the seven-letter thing is commonly used for. What is it?
When you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.